成都七中2025至2026学年度高三上十月阶段性测试听力部分现在开始。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Today's weather is perfect. I just went on a wonderful hike. I'm feeling great. You seem cheerful too. Any good news?
Yes, I got an A+ in my final math exam, which I had been stressed about all week. My phone bill for this month is 100 yuan.
Oh, I remember your phone bill for last month was 20 yuan less than this month's.
Yes, I noticed that. I'm not sure why it went up this month. Have you heard about new technology applied to farming?
Yes, I read that drones and AI are being used to monitor crops.
It must cost a lot. Do you think they can help increase yields?
Definitely. With improved monitoring and management, farmers can achieve better harvests.
Hi, I need to report a minor accident. My car got scratched while I was away.
Can you provide your location and details of the damage?
I'm at 123 Maple Street. The scratches are on the driver's side.
Okay, we'll send an officer to your location.
I'm feeling really down. Nothing seems to go right today.
Take a moment to breathe deeply. Do you have anything positive to focus on?
Yes, my dog. It always makes me smile.
Since your dog can lift your spirits, spend some time with it.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
For the new products, we need to improve our marketing mix. Product, price, place, and promotion, what should we focus on?
Let's concentrate on promotion and place.
All right. For promotion, what strategies should we use?
We should launch social media campaigns and offer time-limited discounts.
And for place?
We should distribute the products through both online platforms and physical stores.
How can we meet the sales expectations?
We should select stores that have many visitors. Plus, we should get some knowledgeable staff who can effectively promote the products.
Sounds good. For the new products, we need to improve our marketing mix. Product, price, place, and promotion. What should we focus on?
Let's concentrate on promotion and place.
All right. For promotion, what strategies should we use?
We should launch social media campaigns and offer time-limited discounts.
And for place?
We should distribute the products through both online platforms and physical stores.
How can we meet the sales expectations?
We should select stores that have many visitors. Plus, we should get some knowledgeable staff who can effectively promote the products.
Sounds good.
Alex, we need to plan a team-building event. It should be something fun and relaxing for everyone. Any ideas?
How about an outdoor party? We could have a barbecue and play games.
That sounds great. Let's choose a date. How about the 10th of next month?
Good. I'll take care of booking the venue. Should we allow colleagues to bring their families or friends?
Absolutely. I'll handle the decorations, games, and food options. Alex, we need to plan a team-building event. It should be something fun and relaxing for everyone. Any ideas?
How about an outdoor party? We could have a barbecue and play games.
That sounds great. Let's choose a date. How about the 10th of next month?
Good. I'll take care of booking the venue. Should we allow colleagues to bring their families or friends?
Absolutely. I'll handle the decorations, games, and food options.
Hi, Monica. It's a beautiful day today, isn't it?
Hi, Alan. Yes, it is. I'm thinking of spending some time in my garden today. I haven't done any weeding for a long time. What about you?
I plan to clean out the garage. It's been on my to-do list for a long time. Anyway, have you heard about next Saturday's community yard sale?
Oh, yes. I saw it on the bulletin board. It seems like a great way to get rid of something unused and meet more neighbors.
Yeah, it could be interesting. I'm considering selling some old tools.
That's good. Oh, I almost forget that I need to get someone to fix the loose shingles on my roof. Do you know any good repairmen?
Yes, I had a good experience with a repairman last year. I can send his phone number to you.
That would be wonderful. Thanks, Alan.
Hi, Monica. It's a beautiful day today, isn't it?
Hi, Alan. Yes, it is. I'm thinking of spending some time in my garden today. I haven't done any weeding for a long time. What about you?
I plan to clean out the garage. It's been on my to-do list for a long time. Anyway, have you heard about next Saturday's community yard sale?
Oh, yes. I saw it on the bulletin board. It seems like a great way to get rid of something unused and meet more neighbors.
Yeah, it could be interesting. I'm considering selling some old tools.
That's good. Oh, I almost forget that I need to get someone to fix the loose shingles on my roof. Do you know any good repairmen?
Yes. I had a good experience with a repairman last year. I can send his phone number to you.
That would be wonderful. Thanks, Alan.
听下面一段对话，回答第十三至第十六四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Hi, Mike. I've tried oil painting, watercolor, and pencil drawing lately. Each has its own charm. I love oil painting for its rich layers. The drying time can be a bit long, but the depth of color is amazing.
Exactly. Watercolor is different. Its transparency and flow of colors are beautiful, though it can be hard to control. And pencil drawing is perfect for capturing quick ideas and practicing detail.
I totally agree.
So, what schools of painting do you like?
I'm attracted by Impressionism right now. The way it captures light and movement is incredible. I also enjoy Abstractionism for its emotional depth.
Yeah, Impressionism's use of color is so expressive. I like Abstractionism better, which challenges viewers to interpret it in their own way. Well, have you been trying any subjects?Like landscapes, portraits, or still lifes?
I've been exploring a variety of subjects, and I'm particularly interested in portrait painting. It seems like a good way to capture personality and detail.
Portraits can really bring out the depth of a character.
Hi, Mike. I've tried oil painting, watercolor, and pencil drawing lately. Each has its own charm. I love oil painting for its rich layers.The drying time can be a bit long, but the depth of color is amazing.
Exactly. Watercolor is different. Its transparency and flow of colors are beautiful, though it can be hard to control. And pencil drawing is perfect for capturing quick ideas and practicing detail.
I totally agree.
So, what schools of painting do you like?
I'm attracted by Impressionism right now.The way it captures light and movement is incredible. I also enjoy Abstractionism for its emotional depth.
Yeah, Impressionism's use of color is so expressive. I like Abstractionism better, which challenges viewers to interpret it in their own way. Well, have you been trying any subjects, like landscapes, portraits, or still lifes?
I've been exploring a variety of subjects.And I'm particularly interested in portrait painting. It seems like a good way to capture personality and detail.
Portraits can really bring out the depth of a character.
听下面一段独白，回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Egypt has far more to offer tourists besides its more popular attractions, such as the Pyramids of Giza. Here are 4 other places to visit in the land of the pharaohs. The first one is Abu Simbel. It is in southern Egypt and has two temples honoring the pharaoh Ramses II and his wife Nefertari. Inside, visitors can see many drawings on the walls. When the Aswan High Dam was built, Abu Simbel was almost lost because of the rising water in the Nile River. The second one is Temple of Hatshepsut. This temple was built to honor Hatshepsut, one of Egypt's few female pharaohs. She ruled for 20 years, more than any other known female ruler. The temple is in Deir el-Bahari, near the city of Luxor, and was built into the side of a mountain. The third one is Valley of the Kings. Here, about 60 tombs have been found inside the mountains. One of these is Tutankhamun's tomb, which became famous when it was opened in 1922. The treasures found inside can now be seen in the Egyptian Museum in Cairo. The last one is Karnak Temple Complex. It is near Luxor, and it is the second largest religious site in the world, after Angkor Wat in Cambodia. The temple complex took about 2,000 years to build and contains many different buildings and temples. Egypt has far more to offer tourists besides its more popular attractions, such as the Pyramids of Giza. Here are four other places to visit in the land of the pharaohs. The first one is Abu Simbel. It is in southern Egypt and has two temples honoring the pharaoh Ramses II and his wife Nefertari. Inside, visitors can see many drawings on the walls. When the Aswan High Dam was built, Abu Simbel was almost lost because of the rising water in the Nile River. The second one is Temple of Hatshepsut. This temple was built to honor Hatshepsut, one of Egypt's few female pharaohs. She ruled for 20 years, more than any other known female ruler. The temple is in Deir el-Bahari, near the city of Luxor, and was built into the side of a mountain. The third one is Valley of the Kings. Here, about 60 tombs have been found inside the mountains. One of these is Tutankhamun's tomb, which became famous when it was opened in 1922. The treasures found inside can now be seen in the Egyptian Museum in Cairo. The last one is Karnak Temple Complex. It is near Luxor, and it is the second largest religious site in the world, after Angkor Wat in Cambodia. The temple complex took about 2,000 years to build and contains many different buildings and temples.
第二节到此结束。现在你有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转图到客观题答题卡上。 听力部分到此结束。